This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Now, our next interview, Neil, yes. who's in?
Exactly. Now, our next interview with today is Kate Fryer, who's the director of a show that's on at the moment at NICA, and also, I think, a participant in that show is Ella Bartoloma. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Kate, I believe you've been to a barbecue today and with somebody that was on our show from Circus Oz today. Do you guys, you know, like in the whole circus world, just all hang out together? Is that what you do?
Pretty much.
Another question is, if you all hang out together, who takes the stage, you know, basically? You're all performing, are you?
Well, we're leaving that to the younger generation. Oh, okay. That's why I'm here today. Okay. And we have this nice youthful generation coming through.
So give us just a background of what a NICA is, even though, again, like Circus Oz here in Melbourne, NICA is such a well-known identity in this town. But for those that don't know, what is NICA?
So NICA stands for the National Institute of Circus Arts, and it's an elite training institution for the next generation of circus.
And it's a university degree too, isn't it?
It is a degree. You can get a degree in circus.
Right. And people come from all over the world these days too.
They do, yeah. They audition worldwide. We have, the majority of students are from all over Australia, but there's always a handful of international students each year.
Right, excellent. So, Kate, what's your background? Because, you know, like you've got the job to pull all this show together.
Yeah, well, I initially started as an actor, and then I found my way into physical theatre and circus. And a few, or maybe 10 years ago now, I got a grant from the Australia Council to become a better director of physical theatre and circus, and have carried that on through since then. So I kind of crossed the forms. In fact, last time I was in here talking to you, it was a Circus Oz and a Victorian Opera collaboration.
Oh, that's right. Well, that was a few years back now, wasn't it?
Last year, maybe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
oh,
the Pagliacci that we did. Oh, but yeah, right. So...
Do you teach at NICA?
Not so much. This role has been an interesting cross between being a performance teacher, come director, come curator almost, because showcase is a slightly different beast to an ensemble show, where the students have spent their 3 years building up to this and have trained really hard. But they get an incredible amount of say in this final act they're creating. Yep. So it's not necessarily my job to be saying, no, you are going to make an act about this and this and this, but to certainly point out to them they want to be working within their strengths, the style that suits them. But in the end, the idea, the beginnings of this performance really comes from them. And depending on the student, some want more or less direction within that. Some are incredibly skilled at self-directing, and having brought their pieces to a really beautiful place before I start fiddling. Other people have needed a lot more help along the way because maybe they're newer to performance. So yeah, it's an interesting sort of cross between directing, teaching, helping, outside eyeing.
Yeah. So Ella, how did you come to be part of NICA?
I grew up dancing and doing gymnastics and soccer. I just tried everything as a kid.
And where are you from? Melbourne?
I'm from
girl?
Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane,
originally.
Right.
Yeah, and then I followed my friend to an audition, which I didn't realise was going to be an audition at the time, for Circus Youth Troupe, Circus Zoo, and that was 7 years ago. It started as just like a hobby, and then when I was coming close to graduating school, my coach was like, you should try out for this thing. And since I hadn't put any other things in for university. So I was like, yep, I probably should. And then I got in, so.
Wow. So what was it, the feeling like, you know, like getting into, you know, something that's quite prestigious and not everyone can get into it, of course?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting because at the time, I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, so kind of just locked it in place for me without me thinking too much.
Moving to another city, what was that like?
You know? I was 17 when I moved out of home, which was kind of scary, and the first place I moved into Melbourne was just like a horrible experience, and at the start it was all just hard and scary. But
you would have hated the weather.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible still.
Hey, watch it. Oh. We love it.
I'm such a heat person. But, yeah, it started to get easier, and the friends I made at NICA were just, like, so amazing that it didn't – I just completely forgot about my life in Brisbane and took off from there.
So what do you do? You said you were a dancer, and, you know, like, what have you extended yourself to these days?
I do contortion handstand chairs and aerial rope and group acrobatics as a flyer.
Right.
So – my contortion handstand chairs has kind of dwindled down to contortion handstands or chairs because the combination is actually quite hard. But
chairs
in this
being
showcase,
a numerous amount of chairs
on top of each
other, not just kitchen bench.
I always look in fear when you're like, and then they add another one, and you go, no.
Yeah. The most I've ever done is five. So
okay,
we'll see.
Have you had any bad falls?
I did have one bad fall where I broke a chair.
Not yourself. Oh,
that's right.
Yourself.
No, my coach is amazing and I was
did you have to pay for the chair joke? Yeah, I'm joking.
Oh, I don't even know. I'm just going to push
it. Nobody knew about it until you just mentioned it on live radio.
Oh, that broke a chair. Yeah.
So the invoice will be in the mail too.
Yeah. Because you wear a lunge line, so my amazing coach who is 68 years old, caught me and I just floated to the ground nicely in a lunge line.
Brilliant. So you tell me what this performance you're doing, what's it called?
So the show itself is called Circosis, and I'm in the Left Brain show, and my act is in...
Oh, that's right, because it's Left Brain, Right Brain.
Yeah, Left Brain, Right Brain.
Because it's two...
Because there's 23 students, and, you know, even though they're all incredibly awesome, I'm not sure many people could sit through 23 acts in one night. So, we've split them up into two separate shows.
Right, okay. And what are you doing?
I'm doing an aerial rope act. I've decided to make a bit of a political stance. It's about fur in the fashion industry and the contradictions between like a catwalk model wearing fur and how fur is produced and why we're still making fur for fashion when we don't need it for warmth anymore. And it starts off quite nice and by the end it gets quite bloody and gross and confronting, hopefully.
Okay. Well, I hope no one... point to everyone if you're going to the show, don't wear fur.
Yeah.
Or don't wear... Well, wear fake fur because that's all part of it now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's the actual concept like, Kate, that's pulling it all together?
Well... Obviously, 23 brains have 23 very different ideas of how to present, you know, what they would like to do as their final wahoo. So my job became very much about how do you kind of layer something over that without changing the intention of what they want to do, but also give the audience something to hold it together.
Because most of the shows I have seen follows a vague story, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, there's the two types of shows that you'll see at NICO. You have an ensemble shows, which is very much the director coming in with the idea, using the students so they learn what it's like to work in that capacity.
And because this one's a bit different.
And this one is more them having to learn what it means to make an act. It's a bit different. So
it's quite eclectic, though.
It is very eclectic, and the way I've tried to hold it together is very loosely looking at the concepts between creativity and insanity, but then stretching that out to sort of what does it mean to be in an institution that you could vaguely think of as an institution like NICA or, you know, anywhere you will end up with a group of people obsessing over something new and exciting to do. And that's kind of where this show has come out of. So it's sort of like you get these moments of incredible colour movement and physical prowess from the brains of each of these students and then it will sort of morph back into the world that they're normally inhabiting, right. And then boom, we get the next person's brain. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if one person's in a bomb shelter and the next person's Mr. Las Vegas, you know, we just hope the audience goes, okay, we get that. Yep, that's his brain bursting out. Great.
Do you know what? I love that concept. And we'll find out a little bit more about the show when we come back. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy's 2017 Radiothon is slowly coming to a close. If you've already supported Joy by signing up, renewing your membership or donating to our cause, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. If you are yet to support us, time is running out. We need you. With less than 3 weeks to go, we are just under $70,000 away from reaching our much-needed target.
Come on, people!
Your support helps to keep LGBTI voices and our allies on air, out loud and proud, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Support us now. Head to joy.org.au for more details. We still need Joy, and Joy still needs you. But do it before June 30 for a chance to win. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. And in the studio, we have Kate Fryer and Ella Bartoloma. And they're here talking to us about their performance that they're happening at NICA. Now, this is the end of year for the students. Is that right, Ella?
Yep. It's the end of it's the middle of the year, it's our final piece.
So is this what you get assessed for the year?
Yeah, we get this is one of our assessments.
Yeah, okay. Which is fascinating. You know, like that's you're being assessed on a performance, which is exciting but nerve-wracking at the same time.
Yeah, it's a bit weird because obviously you're being creative, so it's anything creative and in the arts, I think, is quite hard to assess as such because it's very subjective.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you got any ideas of what you want to do next?
Oh, I have a lot of ideas. I don't know how many of them will happen, but in second year, made a kids show with three of my friends called Out of This World. And
I saw that.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go. that was quite successful. So we want to maybe try to tour that a little bit more.
Excellent.
I'm also in a company called By a Thread, and they have some big plans to go to Edinburgh and do the Fringe Circuit.
Right.
I've also got a little bit of a few other things coming up with bigger companies, or I don't know. I believe in making your own work just as much as working for someone else.
Oh, so. Absolutely. And especially at this stage of your career as well. Well, Jared from Circus Oz, who was up early in the show, he was part of NICA as well.
Yeah, right.
And has travelled the world with... Kate's nodding. Do you know him?
Yeah. I know Jared, yeah. So he's been off with Circa for a long time.
He has, yeah. So, you know, he's been travelling the world and said how wonderful it's been for him. So, yeah,
it's good. Amazing.
Now you're about fur, not being kosher anymore, and you're like, and there's lots of blood and all that being thrown around in your performance.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the other performances. Kate said it can be from being quite political to very fun and outrageous.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What else is there?
My year is so diverse. We have quite a big spectrum of genres that are happening in the show. So we have, some super trad acts, like the Mr. Las Vegas act that Kate was talking about with glitter and sparkles and a... We even have a quick change Lucia act and a hand balancing act with a toilet, but then we also have more contemporary acts where something will be swinging across the stage and it'll be like a movement-based piece about the physicalization of the acrobatics rather than as much concept as some of the other ones. I don't know, they're all really different but all quite exciting in their own way.
So therefore, Kate, you, if you're bored with that one, the next one will be coming around pretty quickly.
You've only got to wait 5 minutes.
so Kate, it must be so rewarding for you being involved with NICA.
Yeah, look, it's been a massive learning curve as well. Like the students are amazing, and the fact that an institution like that exists is incredible. But yeah, I had a bit of a learning curve where it came to realizing that they were still students, and having spent most of my directing career working with people who have been in the industry for quite some time, and just sort of going, so where I used to be able to just say, okay, you go off and do that and, I'll come back and that will be done.
Yep.
There was a lot more, the boundaries of improvisations needed to be tighter. I kind of needed to really follow up on a lot of things that I wouldn't necessarily do in the professional world. And you know, it's just a stepping stone. These guys will be like that over the next few years. But yeah, for me as a director, it's sort of like, oh, well, hang on. Yeah, I am a teacher-ish director-ish. And you know, I hope I've done all right at that. I definitely feel more confident in being the director than the teacher. And right. I had to do a lot of quick learning on how do I actually teach that, because
yep.
I wouldn't normally have to. That would be a given. And then, but yeah, you know, we've got there in the end, I think.
It's been amazing.
So, well, I was just going to ask you that, you know, what has Kate been like? Have you learned?
The room.
You're not doing the assessment, are you, Kate?
Oh, actually, I am. Be careful what you say.
No, Kate's been so easy to work with. And like she was saying, she tried not to fiddle with too many acts too much, which was nice because I think that's what everyone's kind of scared of. Oh, no, they're going to change my act completely to fit with the show. But she didn't do that at all. She just came in with an outside eye and years of experience and went, this works, this doesn't work. Take what you want, leave what you want. You know, I'm here to give you advice, but ultimately it's up to you. And a lot of the time, the things that she was saying, I was like, yeah, I totally agree with that. Yep, how can we make that happen? And, yeah, it was just most of my feedback was helpful, especially because I was struggling with bringing my concept to life a little bit more than some other people. So I really needed that person to look at it every day.
Yep. Oh, and you do, because you're in a learning organization. So you need to learn every day. You know, like if you were going and going, no, what I wanted to do was perfect.
Yeah.
You know, like it's more for you if you said that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Kate, what is next for you?
Ah, well, we are about to tour to China with one of Dislocate's shows. I'm the artistic director of a company called Dislocate, and so we've had a show that's been out for the last couple of years. It's done a bit of touring around Australia, but that's heading off to China. We also have a kid show that's doing some touring at the moment and another sort of family show that is just got a heap of work. So, yeah, the rest of my year, which was looking fairly slim pickings, has actually suddenly filled in quite nicely. So,
And, you know, like, it must be hard, you know, like, having a family, you know, like, and do you mind still going on the road?
No, I don't mind, but we definitely have limited it. We've, you know, both Jeffrey and I, who have Dislocate, we both have...
Is that your partner?
My work partner, yeah. Yep. We've worked together for the last 20 years. We both have families and kids.
Oh, so you don't know him very well,
no,
20 years.
No, only 20 years. And there's always extra people involved, but, yeah, the more, you know, we just took that into account, basically, and did stop touring as much internationally, although, you know, my kids have got more stamps in their passports than most people, most adults I know.
What a great opportunity for them.
It's fantastic, yeah, you know, although I'm not sure that the 5-star hotels is always quite the real world, but, you know.
Well, hey, I wish I had a mum like you. Yeah, like, what did my mum do? She was a normal mum and beautiful at doing that as well.
Yeah, well, you know, my kids are going to be accountants because of all this, so. Yeah, it all flips around, doesn't it?
Exactly. When is it on, Ella? When does it all start?
We open on the 15th officially, the 15th of, what's this month?
June.
15th of June. But our opening show for Left Brain is the 16th.
Because it's two different shows.
Yeah. Thursday and Friday.
Right. And of course, Nika is, where is it?
Oh, 55 Green Street,
in
which is just off
Windsor.
Chapel Street.
Yeah,
off,
Windsor, Pirani, but it is definitely Windsor where it is. I've got friends that live in that street, I don't know. Yeah. So get out there, support our next superstars that are working through Nika as we speak. And thank you, Ella, for coming in, and the very best for your future. And Kate, can't wait to see you in the studio again with whatever you're doing somewhere in LA, caught up, whatever.
Great.
So thank you so much for coming in. Nika, it's a wonderful organization. Get online, find out when these shows are on. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.